Welcome back to Sound Effect from 88.5. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and this week we're telling tales of the hustle. The hustle holds a special place in the culture of the Roma people. At least, that's how Miller Steve describes it. He grew up in Tacoma's Roma community in the 1970s and 80s. Back then, it was a close-knit bunch of families descended from a nomadic minority group in Europe. Miller Steve says, for the Roma, the hustle is about more than just making money. It's a way of life that's taught starting in childhood. He spoke with 88.5's Will James.
The way Miller Steve tells it, if you want to understand everything good and bad that's happened in his life, you have to understand what it means to be Roma. For him, it meant growing up in a huge family in Tacoma, in a house full of aunts, uncles, and cousins who spoke their own language at home, an ancient language with roots in India.
Sokradien is, how are you doing? Duch san chisto dilo is, you are very stupid.
You probably know the Roma by a different name, a name they don't like.
You don't use the word gypsy, because gypsy is like being gypped. It's a bad word.
So, Roma. They originally came from India, but spent centuries traveling around Europe, dodging persecution. The Nazis killed thousands of Roma in the Holocaust. And that's important because being Roma means being a survivor. Miller says lessons in survival have bled into almost every aspect of Roma culture, even the tradition of fortune-telling.
They could read eyes, they could read, you know, the expression on a person's face of what they're thinking.
Is that something you were taught growing up or just something you picked up?
I think it's something just embedded in us, is because of the fear.
It's a talent, he says, helped them stay one step ahead of danger. Miller and I talk in the game room of his apartment complex outside Portland, where he's been thinking a lot lately about how Roma culture shaped the way he grew up in Tacoma. As a kid, he helped his dad sell RVs at the family's franchise, where his parents drilled in lessons about survival. That meant growing up fast and learning how to hustle. He learned how to make quick money buying and selling cars or finding work on a construction site.
You had to have a car at the age of 14, 15 years old. You had to be smart, like a man, because they didn't want you to have that teenager life, that wild life.
And he didn't live like a typical American teenager. Instead, he had a grown-up life. At 13, he was drinking, making money, driving himself to school. Like a lot of Roma kids, he was married at 15. But growing up fast came at a cost for Miller. In exchange for those real-world lessons in business and adulthood, he lost out on a formal education. His parents didn't want him to get to college.
They wanted us to have a little education, but not a lot, because they were afraid of the drugs, the sex. They kept putting me back every time we moved. We moved three times, and every time I would get to sixth grade, they would go and put me back to fourth or fifth.
He never made it past the sixth grade. The reason Miller Steve is thinking about all this lately is because he can't get a job. Over the years, he's bought and sold vehicles, dealt in scrapping, worked on driveways and roofs, but now he's in his 40s with a family to support, and he's struggling to find something steadier. Even though he's got a lifetime of business experience, he says when employers look at his resume, they just see a guy with a sixth grade education.
Today, companies, they want to interview on a computer. If they really met me, I think I could give any job I wanted. You know, I could be an executive. I have the tools. But they won't hire me because they read the paper. You know, and some days I'm good, and some days I'm like, you know, months, like, oh, this is looking pretty grim.
He has this feeling that if things had gone just a little bit differently, maybe if he had stuck with school, his life would be a lot easier today. Maybe he'd be putting those business skills to use in a corner office or a boardroom somewhere. And he's not the first person in his family to think this way. Back in the 90s, one of Miller's relatives helped start a program designed to integrate Roma kids into Tacoma public schools. That relative, Kaiser Stevens, spoke with KNKX News director Aaron Hennessy back in 1992 for a story for NPR. Kaiser Stevens dreamed of seeing the first Roma kids in the Northwest graduate from high school. But first, he had to convince Roma parents, who were afraid the schools would water down their culture.
And then I kind of come back at them and tell them that our way of living is dying out. And there's some things that you're going to have to give up, which I'm hoping that we could still keep our culture intact and still have the education.
Again, he thought it was possible to both get an education and keep the Roma culture alive. But Kaiser Stevens died years ago, and so did his program. I asked the Tacoma School District, and no one's really sure why. Maybe it's because Tacoma's Roma community has just kind of drifted apart over the years. Miller says a welfare fraud crackdown years ago played a role in breaking up the community.
Yes, I remember that raid. It was like I get up early and it was 6 o'clock in the morning, and I remember on Jackson, I looked over to my cousin's house, his kids were on the street. He was on the street. His wife, there was like 7, 8 of them. They was just surrounded by FBI, unmarked sheriffs. It woke them up, and it startled the community, and a lot of people left.
So yeah, this whole conversation, you've pointed out ways that growing up in the Roma community has been a blessing in your life, and also ways in which you feel like it has held you back a little bit. I mean, would you say it's more of a blessing or more of an obstacle?
Well, the way I look at it now is more of a blessing, because I know I struggle, but I have more time with my kids. I have more time with my family. And I enjoy my life because I'm my own boss. And I have these talents. If I really want to make money and put my mind to it, I just have to go out there and work.
Miller's plans for the future don't involve school. Instead, he wants to break into something he calls advisory, which he says is not the same as fortune-telling.
I want to be a mind advisor, where a person will come to me and tell me what they're doing, and then I would advise them how to handle their business, how to handle their relationships, because I've been through a lot. And I'm very good at coaching. That's what the Roma people are really good at. They could read people.
So for Miller Steve, the hustle continues. And here's the thing. Despite all the ways he says a lack of formal education has held him back, despite all his misgivings about the Roma way of life, he decided to homeschool his four daughters and raise them in the Roma tradition. Part of it is that his parents are still alive and have a say in how his kids are raised. But part of it is those same old fears of corrupting influences and an adherence to the power of the hustle.
I didn't want them to learn the stuff I learned at school, because the stuff I learned in school, I don't use today. It's just nonsense. You know, I learned about dinosaurs, which, okay. But they didn't teach me how to live in a successful life and how to live in this world. They just taught me history, which I could teach my kids that. So, and then I could teach them more about how the real world works.
So the hustle lives on in them as well. I ask Miller if he worries about his daughters, whether they'll be able to achieve their dreams without a formal education. He says real Roma don't dream of prestige or success. They dream of having children and grandchildren and protecting them. He says it's a matter of survival.